Senator Ruben Gallego releases amnesty plan to import record number of migrants to American communities. By John Binder on May 13, 2025. Senator Ruben Gallego, Diaz, released an amnesty plan for illegal aliens living in the United States, which also includes record increases to legal immigration levels, a move that would bring a historic number of migrants to American communities. Gallego, pitching himself as a moderate from a border state, released the plan which trades record levels of immigration for more border wall construction, prioritizing criminal illegal aliens for deportation, and a promise to impose E-Verify, the program that has employers screen potential employees to ensure they are legally allowed to work in the U.S. Among the most consequential proposals of Gallego's plan is a provision that would boost key visa and green card caps by increasing the allotment of visas and green cards awarded to foreign nationals each year. Already, more than 1 million legal immigrants arrive in the U.S., immigration levels that are historically high and, compared to the rest of the developed world, above average. The plan also promises to remove arbitrary per-country caps that currently keep a handful of countries from monopolizing the nation's employment-based green cards. Eliminating per-country caps would almost certainly allow India and China to effectively receive the overwhelming majority of such green cards for years. Related, illegal immigration is not a victimless crime. Holman details the horrors he's seen of open borders. Gallego's other proposals to increase legal immigration levels include boosting refugee resettlement, making it easier for foreign nationals to work in the U.S., and creating a swath of new visa categories to bring more immigrants to the U.S. to hold American jobs. Meanwhile, Gallego's plan would give amnesty to potentially millions of illegal aliens who previously qualified or enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program as well as illegal aliens who are married to American citizens. At the southern border, Gallego's plan would require the construction of migrant processing centers while funneling border crossers to ports of entry, a scheme previously deployed by former President Joe Biden. Gallego's plan, in some aspects, mimics those proposed by Forward.us, a front for tech and business investors seeking to increase immigration levels, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which represents the nation's largest multinational corporations. Americans have repeatedly told pollsters they want less immigration, as the foreign-born population has hit a record of nearly 52 million, boosting the total U.S. population to more than 340 million. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.